Good afternoon, I'm Stan Ingold for Alabama Public Radio News. China is Alabama's second biggest trading partner. The economic relationship is the focus of a new series of events at the Birmingham International Center. The center will host various cultural, educational, and outreach events between now and May. A large part of the focus is on business and trade with China. Alabama does about $2.5 billion worth of business with the country every year. Iris Gross is the executive director of the Birmingham International Center. She says they hope to help Alabama's businesses build and maintain relationships with their Chinese counterparts.
One of the facets of doing business with other countries is you really have to understand the culture, and that's what we do. Everything is built on relationships, and the better relationship that you have, the easier it will be to do business. So that's what we do.
Yesterday, business leaders in Mobile met to discuss a pending trade deal with Europe and how Alabama might benefit. The agreement is meant to address issues like e-commerce and intellectual property rights. New moms and dads and parents with babies on the way will be heading to Tuscaloosa tomorrow. DCH Health System is sponsoring its annual Baby Palooza celebration. The event is a maternity expo open to men and women of all ages. Janice Neal is the assistant administrator for the DCH Health System. She says the focus is to create a fun environment for families to see the resources that are available to support them in their new adventure of childcare.
There's always something new being introduced into the market in the way of products that can make your life easier, education about what you can expect in your childbirth experience. I encourage everyone to come.
The expo will be held from 10 until 2:30 p.m. at the Bryant Conference Center in Tuscaloosa. And the Alabama Supreme Court has declined a request by the Attorney General to remove a judge from a gambling case in Greene County. Attorney General Luther Strange had asked Circuit Judge Houston Brown to step aside because of comments he made about potential witnesses. The judge refused. Then the Attorney General turned to the Supreme Court, which decided not to take up the case today. The next step is for the judge to set a date for a trial. Take a look at weather across much of the state this evening. Look for rain, and that should carry on until after midnight. Lows in the mid-30s. That chance of rain is right around 80%. And take a look at weather along the coast tonight. Mostly cloudy skies with a chance of rain, lows of around 40. I'm Stan Ingold reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.